You're listening to Newtnia. Scientists grow 3D human heart valve tissue, but it is not an implant yet. Researchers have grown a three-dimensional human heart valve tissue model from pluripotent stem cells. It could improve disease research and drug testing, especially where animal models fall short, but it has not functioned as an implanted valve and still faces major mechanical and manufacturing tests. Researchers in Melbourne say they have built three-dimensional human heart valve tissue from pluripotent stem cells, creating a laboratory model that more closely resembles the thin, layered tissue that controls blood flow through the heart. The immediate value is not a replacement valve for patients. It is a more realistic way to study childhood and rheumatic heart disease, compare materials and test possible medicines without experimenting on people. The 30-second summary. What happened? A Murdoch Children's Research Institute team reported a three-dimensional model of human heart valve tissue grown from stem cells and designed for laboratory testing. Why does it matter? Human valve disease is difficult to reproduce in animals, while current prosthetic valves are poorly suited to small, growing hearts. What is the catch? The tissue has not been implanted in a person, has not replaced a working valve, and still needs mechanical testing and maturation. Key fact. The team is benchmarking the engineered tissue against native human valves using single-cell RNA sequencing and histology, not claiming a surgery-ready organ. Why a valve in a dish could matter? Heart valves open and close billions of times while resisting pressure, stretching, and turbulent blood flow. When a child is born with a damaged valve, replacement is especially difficult because many prostheses do not grow with the body, making repeat surgery more likely. The new model could first make a difference much earlier in the pipeline. According to the MCRI project description, researchers want to compare the stem cell tissue with native valves and existing prosthetics. A human model could also help investigate rheumatic heart disease, which is triggered by an immune response and does not reproduce its valve damage faithfully in common laboratory animals, as the Australian Heart Foundation explains. What the team has actually made. The researchers begin with pluripotent stem cells, cells that can be guided into many specialized cell types. They direct those cells toward the populations found in valve tissue, then organize them into a three-dimensional construct rather than a flat sheet of cells. The result is intended to reproduce more of a valve's cellular composition and structure. The August 11th report announcing the work describes it as the group's most advanced valve tissue model and says a paper is due in Cell Stem Cell. MCRI's own public material says the team is using histology to inspect tissue architecture and single-cell RNA sequencing to compare the identities and states of individual cells. One model, two possible futures. The nearer-term path is disease research and drug screening. Scientists could expose the tissue to patient blood samples or candidate compounds, measure injury or repair, and ask why some cells respond differently. That is valuable even if the construct never becomes an implant. The longer-term ambition is a personalized valve made from a patient's own cells. In principle, that could reduce immune rejection and perhaps create living tissue capable of repair. A recent review of personalized bioengineered valves shows why this remains hard. Successful valves need the right cells, scaffold, blood compatibility, strength, and long-term mechanical behavior, not just the correct shape. Before we overstate the result, this is laboratory-grown tissue, not a complete valve proven to open and close safely inside a living heart. The public announcement does not yet provide the full peer-reviewed methods, sample numbers, or long-duration mechanical results. Stem cell tissues often remain less mature than adult tissue, and manufacturing a consistent implant at clinical scale is a separate challenge. No clinical trial, regulatory review, or patient implantation has been reported. What happens next? The team is developing dynamic culture systems that imitate the beating heart, an essential step because a valve's job is mechanical as well as biological. Researchers will need to show that the tissue remains stable under repeated loading, behaves like native valve tissue, and produces reproducible results across multiple stem cell lines. The sensible takeaway is substantial but narrower than a lab-grown replacement headline. Scientists now have a potentially useful human valve model for questions that animal studies and flat cell cultures handle poorly. Whether that model can eventually become a durable, growing implant is a much longer experiment. Read the full article at newtnia.com.